is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is radio station KUWS, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. It's 6 o'clock standard wartime, Wednesday, December 9th, 1942. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. Jack McKenna here, and my partner newsman Lou Martin will have the latest information regarding the war in the Pacific, in Europe, and here at home. We'll bring you weather and some swinging music for your enjoyment, as well as special radio first in the Twin Ports. That new Bing Crosby Christmas number, oh boy. First, the Duluth Superior Bus Company 6 o'clock news, thanking those of you who are conserving fuel for the war effort by riding the bus. Now, here's Lou Martin, and good day to you, Lou.
And to you, Jack, and to our good listeners. The people of Wisconsin paid a final tribute to Governor-elect Orlin Loomis today. Mr. Loomis was given a state funeral in the Capitol Rotunda, where he would have been inaugurated governor on January the 4th. Hundreds of men and women filed past the gunmetal casket for the man who would have been their chief executive had it not been for his untimely death late Monday. Tonight his body is being moved to his hometown of Mauston, where friends and neighbors knew him affectionately as Spike. Tomorrow he'll be buried after a funeral at the Mauston High School, with burial in the Oaklawn Cemetery. Mr. Loomis died after several heart attacks over the weekend. Lieutenant Governor-elect Walter Goodlin took the oath of office from his nephew, Judge Elmer Goodlin of Racine, immediately after Mr. Loomis passed away. Defeated Governor Julius Heil has questioned whether Mr. Goodlin has the right to succeed a governor-elect who never took the oath of office or served. Now Governor Heil says he won't comment until after tomorrow's funeral. Orlin Loomis defeated Governor Heil in September's primary and then won election in November on the progressive ticket. Mr. Goodlin turns 80 years old December the 22nd. He will absolutely be the next governor, he says. He will move into the executive mansion on January the 4th. On the war front, we have the latest news from shortwave radio transmission sent from around the globe as recorded by the Mutual Broadcasting System. We begin with Daryl Berrigan covering the Allied fighting in the Pacific.
This is Guadalcanal Island calling. The Navy has reported destruction of one Japanese warship and severe damaging by three others by American dive bombers and torpedo planes operating from Guadalcanal Island in the Solomons. One ship was seen sinking and three others in flames the morning after the attack on an enemy force steaming toward Guadalcanal on December 3rd. In addition, the communique reported that 10 Japanese float-type planes were shot down during this engagement, which frustrated another attempt by the Japanese to reinforce their troops on Guadalcanal. The action originally had been reported by the Navy Department December 5th, but at that time, results of the attack in waters between Santa Isabel and New Georgia Islands, about 150 miles northwest of Guadalcanal, were not known. The Navy announced results of the action in communique number 215. On December 3rd, an air-striking group of dive bombers, torpedo planes, and fighters from Guadalcanal attacked an enemy force of about 10 cruisers and destroyers approximately 150 miles northwest and headed for Guadalcanal. With the Allied fighting at Guadalcanal Island, this is Daryl Berrigan with the United Press Foreign Service. Come in, North Africa. Come in, Tunis.
This is Tunisia calling. Wes Gallagher reporting. Heavy artillery and steadily growing fleets of planes were reported softening the axis in the Taberba area Wednesday as the Allies secured by the repulse of the enemy's efforts to recapture heights dominating the battlefield, apparently prepared for a big new drive on Bizerta and Tunis. A new Allied headquarters communique from Morocco Radio said that American pilots are taking a very active part in ground operations. The announcer added that every day fresh formations of aircraft are put into action, suggesting that the Allied command has made strides towards solving the shortage of air bases close to the hub of the Tunisian fighting. In the Tiberba sector of the Tunisian front, Axis forces were shelled by heavy artillery after the successful Allied counterattacks. It indicated also that the Allies were concentrating heavy land and air forces, presumably to exploit the advantage won when the enemy was forced to withdraw from wedges he had sliced into British-American lines. A communique direct from Allied headquarters, however, reported a lull with activity in the forward area yesterday limited to patrolling after the battle for the heights Sunday and Monday, which ended with the Allies still holding their original positions. The communique said the count of enemy tanks destroyed Sunday had risen to 20. This is Wes Gallagher reporting outside of Tunis with the fighting in North Africa.
American bombers carried out the largest bombing raid of the European continent, followed by a strong RAF nighttime bombing run on Sunday. The relentless bombing hit two German cities, according to Berlin Radio. Karlsruhe and Forchheim were the targets in southwestern Germany. Karlsruhe is known to have arms factories, and Forchheim has large machinery works. Both cities are also key rail links to Italy, and the sources in Washington say this is part of the Allied effort to further cast Italy into disarray and stop raw materials needed for Italy to stay in the war. The Office of War Information does confirm that chaos reigns in Italy, but it's not believed to be serious enough for a revolution to begin for Germany's weaker partner. The New Superior Bus Company News Time is 6:06. Jack McKenna has this word from our sponsor.
The Duluth Superior Transit Bus Company says cheers for our riders. To Mr. Weir, for example, for moving to the rear, we're glad to pay tribute to Mr. Weir, one of our regular riders who always steps promptly away from the entrance door after he has paid his fare. By moving back in the aisle, he makes more room for those who will follow. And Mr. Weir is also helping us carry out government instructions to conserve materials and carry more passengers on our existing equipment. We are grateful for his assistance. And we're the Duluth Superior Bus Company.
This news just into us over long-distance telephone from Washington. Congressman Barney Gehrman of northern Wisconsin says the U.S. Maritime Commission has awarded contracts to build a total of 20 ships at two Superior shipyards. 8 of the vessels will be built at the Globe shipyards, and 12 will be constructed at the Butler shipyards. Congressman Gehrman isn't able to say what kind of craft will be built, but he says the ships will be larger and involve more labor than the ones being built at Globe and Butler right now. Butler Shipyards is building 18 coastal freighters for the British Admiralty under the Lend-Lease program, and Globe is working on 10 ocean-going tugs for the Maritime Commission. The Bayfield County Fuel Oil Rationing Board in Washburn is swamped with requests for ration coupons now that the home heating fuel can only be purchased with these coupons. Rationing Board Director Clarence Holman says they don't have enough people to keep up with the requests. Several local women have volunteered to process the paperwork, and other board members, Robert Spears and Howard Stubfors, are working overtime. As the cold weather settles in, here's some advice on something that you shouldn't do. Don't put your motor car oil on the kitchen stove to warm it up. That's what Gustav Van Hove did, and it led to the complete loss of his father's house on Iowa Avenue in Superior. Fire Chief Ole Norman says that Gustav apparently put the motor oil on the stove and then went back to the garage to work on his car. The oil exploded, and the blaze destroyed the house and its contents, valued at $3,000. No one was injured. The draft board has been instructed not to take any more enlistments, only draftees. There is now a limit on the number of draftees that will be taken. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Well, good evening, everyone. The news came so suddenly that a score of Douglas County men waiting at the Chicago and Northwestern train station to be shipped out to Milwaukee for their physical examinations were told to go home. President Roosevelt has sent a decree limiting the draft age to those less than 38 years old. The draft board clerk, Bruce Black, gave the reprieve news, and the men went home to their families, Lou.
We'll have more information on this change and the end of enlistments around the country. Another order given by FDR. Douglas County Draft Board No. 2 Chairman Colonel Raffaele will be in later to talk about the change.
We'd better tidy up the place real quick, Lou, if he pulls out his white glove. Hey, we're in trouble.
Well, probably just you, Jack. He seems to take aim always in your direction. In other news, all able-bodied men in the Shell Lake area are asked to attend a monthly meeting of the Shell Lake Volunteer Fire Department next Monday evening. Because of the war, the group has been depleted and needs more volunteers. And the USO is asking Ashland residents to share their Christmas dinner with enlisted men. There are about 500 enlisted men in the Ashland area, and the USO suggests that you invite two or more at a time. Just call number 797 and show your patriotic and Yuletide spirit. That's the 6 o'clock news, Jack.
Thank you, Lou. If people want, they can also invite radio guys to dinner. Anytime. We observe all holidays. Thanks, Lou. KUWS radio newsman Lou Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Now a look at our wartime weather forecast from the United States Weather Bureau in Duluth. And for this December the 9th, 1942, skies will be cloudy this December evening, helping keep the temperatures well above zero, with a low around 15 degrees tonight. That's above, of course. Tomorrow, look for a high around 25. And with wartime censorship rules, that's that. For all you rationing, hardworking Americans out there, this next number is for you. Believe it or not, the first time we've played it, and it's a big, big hit throughout the country and maybe throughout the world. It's Bing Crosby, no less, and the new beautiful tune, White Christmas, on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Cheers.
of Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And that should be a big one, folks. One of the country's best for a long time. So, Lou, rationing is really taking hold?
We've already seen cuts in coffee, gasoline, and sugar, and now people will have to start registering for fuel oil stamps. You have until Friday, 2 days from now, to register with your local office of price administration to get fuel oil coupons. Landlords will have until Monday to register their rents with the Office of Rent Control in the Christie Building in Duluth. And starting Saturday, anyone with more than five tires for their auto won't be able to get gasoline. Turn over those idle tires to the Railroad Express Administration by Saturday and help the war effort.
I still say cutting back on coffee is the biggest sacrifice, Lou. I'll drive my old Essex around with four patched-up tires and a flat in the trunk and not mind it as much as cutting back on coffee.
Especially on cold winter mornings.
So Raffaele's coming over, huh? I'd better not complain anymore, or we'll never hear the end of it from him.
Well, the colonel isn't one to keep his opinions to himself.
Indeed. On with the music now. Here's the Andrews Sisters with their big one, Shoo Shoo Baby, on station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes.
Up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. You died today. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. You died today. When I come back, we'll live a life of bee. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Do that today. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, baby. Do that today. Shoo, baby. Do that today. Shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo. Quiet in the house, please. She wants a little bit of quiet in the house. My papa's on his way across the seven seas, so don't you cry, don't you sigh goodbye. Now shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby, don't you cry no more. Your big guitar, a papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Seven seas, the seven seas. Your big draw poppers off to the seven seas.
The swing-a-ling sound of the great Andrews Sisters on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Now let's listen, friends, to this important message from Orson Welles.
Send Uncle Sam a dime to win this war, and he'll pay you back with interest when he's won it. The easiest, most convenient way to lend him these dimes is to enroll in the payroll savings plan. Just tell your boss to deduct 10 cents from every dollar he pays you and lend it to Uncle Sam in your name. Sign up for this simple savings plan today, and when victory comes, you'll have war bonds in your pockets instead of Axis bonds on your wrists.
Everybody's doing their part. That's why it's not good to mess with America, folks. Hey, the ladies of Central Methodist Church at 16th Avenue and Hewitt, here in Superior, are putting on a turkey dinner tonight. They'll be serving up the goodies until 7 o'clock. A turkey dinner for just 75 cents for adults, 40 cents for kids. Well, I don't know, friends. I've seen kids eat turkey. They can pack away more than adults. They should have to pay the higher price, eh? Yeah, I know, I'm a turkey. Here's a good number now. This is Freddie Martin, and tonight, we love on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Indeed, Freddie Martin and Tonight We Love. A memorable tune, folks. All on station KUWS, of course.
Welcome, please, Douglas County Draft Board number 2 Chairman, Colonel Raffaley.
Still playing the wild music, huh, McKenna?
Well, I'm plumb out of John Philip Sousa, Colonel.
Well, I'll have to see what I can do about that. It was good enough for our Blackjack Pershing and the Doughboys. Well, it's got to be good enough for our young people today.
You know, it's kind of hard to dance to a Sousa march.
And that's another thing. There's entirely too much wild dancing. This jitterbug thing and throwing your partner around as if she was some type of rag doll. I mean, if I did that to Mrs. Colonel Raffaley, well, let's just say things wouldn't be too pretty.
Mrs. Colonel Raffaley?
But you had some pretty wild dances in the 20s. The Black Bottom, the Rag, the Charleston.
Wild in a dignified kind of way.
Sure, sure. Maybe I could dig something up like that out.
It's easy for you to say.
Maybe I could. Yeah, I could do that. Maybe I could dig something like that out for you, Colonel.
But, Mr. Raffaele.
Colonel Raffaele, remember?
Oh, sorry. Colonel Raffaele, you have some important news for our listeners.
Everything I do is important, Martin. And today's announcement is no different. We got word from the recruiting office in Milwaukee, which got its word from the top dogs in Washington, that the recruiting is over. No more enlistments, son. The great response over the past year since the Japs hit Pearl, well, it makes a body swell with American pride. And our men and women value our freedoms and way of life. It kind of gets a fellow right here.
Do you need a minute, Colonel?
No, I can go on. There's more news, too. No more drafting guys over 38 years old. We had a bunch at the train station heading for their physicals in Milwaukee, all packed and waving goodbye to their sweeties, and just like that, we sent them home. Good men, too. But we need them here for the war industries. We're still taking young men. The Selective Service Board wants young fellas to register for the draft. Those who were born on or after July 1st, 1924, have to register by Friday down at the courthouse.
Very good, Colonel Raffaele.
And the best to you and Mrs. Colonel. And you'll like this little number. I blew the dust off. And it's for all your doughboys out there. This is Irving Aronson. Irving who? And his commanders on Crazy Words, Crazy Tunes, on the Martin and McKenna Show by Station KUWS. What a tune that is. Holy smokes. You get tired playing that in an orchestra. From the old wax recordings of the 1920s, then, Irving Aronson and his commanders on Station KUWS.
Let's bring in Harriet Feurig now. What's playing in the movie houses?
Dear me, that music brings me back. Goodness, we were all learning those steps at East High. Just teenage girls in pigtails.
That was just before we met.
You were already a big radio star, Lewis. I remember hearing you and wondering what you looked like.
Meeting your first radio personality is one of life's first big disappointments for a teenager.
Oh, Jack, Hearing Lewis on the air inspired me to get my start.
Back in 1929.
Anyway, guys, enough of this stroll down memory lane. There are so many wonderful movies playing in town. At the Beacon, an amazing true life adventure called Wings and the Woman.
It's a picture aflame with the spirit of the WAF's wax and waves. A true life story of Amy Johnson leading the parade from silk to khaki to be in the Air Transport Auxiliary. Don't forget, the Beacon has a color cartoon, newsreels, and a community sing. Saturday afternoons at the Princess Theater, it's Code of the Outlaws with Bob Steele, Tom Tyler, and Herd Riders. A Western thriller at the Princess, which is open noon until midnight, still charging just 9 cents for kids, 20 cents for adults. At People's Theater, it's Seven Sweethearts, a first-run sweetheart of a picture. It stars Van Heflin, who was just voted the most popular new star in Hollywood. And you can hear Katherine Grayson sing Little Tingle Tangle Toes.
The Bob Steele movie sounds good anyway. I'll take Yippee-ki-yay over a little tingle-tangled toes.
Well, there's more, Jack. Orson Welles stars in The Magnificent Ambersons at the Superior Theater. The Superior Theater with free lighted parking. And there's one that looks like it'd be fun. Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Dorothy L'Amour team up in Road to Morocco.
Oh, I love their road pictures.
We must have seen the Road to Singapore and the Road to Zanzibar twice.
We should go see it, then. It says Bing and Bob are two wolves in sheik's clothing meet the Queen of Arabia. It's at the Palace...
Arabia. Arabia.
I don't know what that is.
Goodness sakes. The Sheik of Arabia.
It's at the Palace Theater.
I love Bing and Bob. And Dorothy L'Amour has some real talent, too, eh, Lou?
A finer singing voice.
Oh, certainly. And a lovely sarong, too, that fits kind of tight.
Lou is?
Very good actress. Just excellent acting.
Mm-hmm. Seeing this picture with Harriet should be interesting. Coming, Harriet?
Thank you, Jack. I'd like to just see where this Miss L'Amour's talents are.
Well, another happy ending on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. We'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial, if the good Lord's willing, and they don't ration movies. For Lou and Harriet, this is Jack McKenna, then, bidding you all a very warm good night.
This is Radio Superior 1942, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Tom Martinson and Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1932 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1942. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.